Welcome to Daily AI News. I'm Alex.
I'm Emma.
Here are today's top stories in AI.
Fast, clear, and updated daily. AI is moving fast, and today's big theme is simple. The industry is shifting from flashy demos to real execution. OpenAI is pushing ChatGPT further into workplace automation. Google is spreading Gemini across its product stack. Anthropic is leaning into enterprise-grade safety and control. Infrastructure demand is still red hot, and regulators are making it clear that capability alone is not enough. Let's get straight into it. And that shift is important for the whole market. The winners may be the companies that can connect intelligence with execution, not just generate polished text. Next, Google. Gemini is expanding across search, workspace, Android, and developer tools. And that gives Google a very different kind of power in this race. It already owns massive distribution. So the question is not whether Google can put AI into products. It clearly can. The real question is whether those AI features become useful enough and trusted enough to change user behavior at scale. If they do, Google could turn AI from a product category into a default layer inside the tools people already use every day. And that's a big signal about where the market is maturing. Enterprises are getting more selective, and safety is becoming a product feature, not just a public relations talking point. Story 4 is the infrastructure layer, and it remains one of the biggest forces in AI. Demand for chips, networking, inference capacity, and data center build-out is still intense. Every major model release and every new enterprise deployment eventually runs into the same hard reality. AI needs massive compute. That keeps chip makers, cloud providers, and infrastructure vendors right at the center of the boom. In other words, even when the headlines focus on chatbots or assistants, the deeper story is still about who can supply the horsepower. So the takeaway from today is clear. AI is no longer just a model race. It's a workflow race, a distribution race, an infrastructure race, and a governance race, all at once. That's your daily AI news update. See you tomorrow.
First up, OpenAI. The company is continuing to turn ChatGPT into more than a conversational assistant. The real direction now is action. Handling documents, supporting more complex workflows, and moving closer to agent-style task execution. That matters because the market is changing. It's no longer only about which model sounds smartest in a demo. It's about which product can actually help users finish work faster and with less friction. If OpenAI can keep improving reliability while expanding these automation features, it strengthens its position as not just a model lab, but a daily work platform. Exactly. Distribution may become just as decisive as model quality, especially when users prefer convenience over switching to a separate app. Third story, Anthropic is continuing to make its case to enterprise buyers. Claude's positioning is increasingly clear. Long context, controlled behavior, safer deployment, and tools that work well for teams dealing with large documents or knowledge-heavy workflows. That may sound less dramatic than consumer-facing AI launches, but it is strategically important. Enterprise customers are asking tougher questions now. Can this system be governed? Can it be audited? Can we trust it with sensitive workflows? Anthropic's answer is essentially that usable AI at scale needs control, not just capability. And that bottleneck cuts both ways. It creates huge business opportunities, but it also limits how quickly the rest of the industry can scale. Finally, regulation. Policymakers are continuing to press on transparency, copyright, safety practices, and competition. For AI labs and platform companies, regulation is no longer a side conversation. It is part of the operating environment. The companies that move fastest now also need to show they can explain their systems, manage risk, and respond to public scrutiny. That changes product strategy. It also raises the bar for what responsible deployment looks like. And that's why the next phase of AI competition may be decided less by who launches first and more by who scales most effectively in the real world.